Welcome to Hope Is Here. We are continuing our conversation about grief. We are talking with Amanda Speak. She is a counselor here in Lexington. We had a great program with her yesterday, just kind of touching just on some basic principles with grief. If you missed that one, I encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. And you can catch that 14-minute program we had with Amanda. But Amanda, you know, one of the things that we talked about is that when you don't deal with grief, there are impact. There's, you know, things that happen like anything in life. Talk about the impact of unresolved grief in people's lives.
Okay. Well, first I thought I'd talk about the statistics that are out there. So a lot of these are heartbreaking and can be avoided, you know, with counseling, but people don't understand they can get through this. So 13 million grievers annually due to death. There are 2.6 million deaths per year in the United States, with an average of 5 grievers per death. So grief doesn't just affect that family, and that's an average. You know, with Barron, when he passed, there were 1,000 at his funeral. And, you know, there's still his friends today that are coming up to me talking about him dealing with it. So it could be more, it could be less, but that's just an average. There's 2.5 million grievers per year due to divorce. It doesn't include the children that go through that process as well, because that grief is a whole nother topic as well. 15.6 million grievers per year due to a romantic breakup. And so another thing is, too, a study of 95,000 persons who lost a spouse found that overall death rate for their surviving spouse doubled in the first week following the loss. So it's really important, especially, you know, if it's someone very significant in your life, to get in and get help with that as soon as possible. But talking about unresolved grief, it is cumulative and cumulatively negative. And what I mean is it kind of just builds up. It builds up and builds up until it kind of explodes. And that's when you have these times where you don't handle it well. Also, too, unresolved grief is everywhere. Thousands of mental health people work with have found that although their clients come with them with a presenting issue, a lot of times I've found that it is grief-related. These things that may present one way, but it's, you know, a loss back in their childhood or earlier on in their life they didn't even realize are still affecting how they do things today. Because a lot of times when we have hurts, we can self-fulfill prophecy. And what I mean by that is, you know, say you were in a bad relationship, and after that, you kind of determine your relationships after that by what happened in this. And it's not fair to you or the other people that you're dating, but you still hold on to these issues that wouldn't have been there if you would have learned how to resolve that grief in the first place.
Mm. Wow, that's powerful. That's good stuff. And I think, you know, so many times it's things, like I said, with grief, we don't deal with it. We just stuff it. And then it's going to come up at some point. It's coming to the surface, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Sometime. And
yes.
I've had different guests. I had a gentleman on that wrote a book. I was on a few weeks ago that talked about childhood sexual and mental and emotional abuse he suffered as a child. And he just kind of numbed it with alcohol, got married, and then his first marriage failed because this stuff, these issues, this grief of his childhood being stolen, he hadn't dealt with.
Exactly.
And he was headed down the same train, same track with his second marriage. And fortunately, he did reach out to a counselor and started processing the grief. Mm-hmm. And one of the things he didn't realize, you know, obviously the emotional ones went on, but his childhood was stolen from him because of all the sexual abuse that went on.
So, yes.
Man, he said, I just wish I would have dealt with that earlier. So that's why we're doing these programs. If you're listening and you're thinking, you know what, I'm that person, something your childhood happened that you've never told to anybody, man, you need to grieve over that loss. Because I'd shared before on a program that I was sexually violated as a child myself. And when I did some counseling several years ago and finally dealt with it for the first time, I realized the counselor told me, he said, you know, you had part of your childhood stolen from you. And that's a type of loss that you need to grieve over, isn't it, Amanda?
Yes, exactly. Because especially at such a young age, your brain is developing. And when those traumatic things happen, it can cause a shift in the brain development. And there's different things. I'm trying to remember what it was. It's been a while since I've been in school. But there's different, if your needs aren't met in certain stages of life, it can have consequences in the later ones. So, for instance, somebody with anxiety and panic attacks, which come from fear, maybe they were neglected as a child. They don't have that connection or that love felt from their primary caregiver that we're supposed to. And so they hold on to that throughout their life, that fear, because they think, well, you know, if these people weren't here for me, who do I have to go to? Or I'm unsafe. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, and I think that's the thing. Sometimes people don't realize when they're in unhealthy environments because it's been so long of that. Have you found that with some of your clients?
Oh, yes. I mean, it's just like anything. You become desensitized or you become used to it. I was in a really bad relationship when I was 18. And looking back, I'm like, what was I thinking? You know, it was like I was brainwashed because when you live with something for so long, that's why I said sometimes people want to stay in their grief because they're so used to it. Change is scary. There's a thing, I think it's called like the homeostasis or whatever. I forget what it's called. But especially in families, we don't want to make those changes or we don't want to do things that are difficult because it causes conflict and causes these feelings, these uncomfortable feelings. I say it's like, you know, being shot. Say you have a bullet in your arm. Well, if you just treat the wound, it's never going to heal. Because that thing is still in there. You have to get in, as comfortable as it may be, uncomfortable as it may be. You have to get in, get it out, and then do the proper treatment. But getting to that root cause of really what's going on with you, it's uncomfortable. And it can be hard. And it can bring up all this other stuff. But you get through it. Sometimes it has to get worse before it can get better.
And that's okay. I heard somebody use the analogy the other day, a person that on Twitter that they talked about how they used to deal with depression a lot and stuff. And so one of the things that helped them is when they felt kind of dark and down and things, to think about the sky. And, you know, yes, a lot of times there's dark clouds and it's overcast, but you know, underneath, behind that, there is a blue sky and a sun that's going to come again.
Exactly. Perspective is everything. You know, how we choose to look at it. With Barron's passing, they found him in his truck. And it had been running all day. And it was unlocked. He was down in Florida. And, you know, that's terrible. It's sad. But we choose to look at it. And I say we, my family. At least nobody stole his truck and dumped his body somewhere that we would have never found him. Like, all in perspective, with depression, looking at, oh, well, poor, pitiful me, things are terrible. Well, what are you thankful for? You know, so many times in this country, we forget that we have clean water. We can access it anywhere we go. We have restrooms. We have air conditioning, thank God, because I would, it's terrible, you know, right now. But we have homes and we have assistance. People forget these things. And a lot of times we compare ourselves to other people. And that will fail every time because everybody is unique and different, especially in the way they handle things and deal with things. And you know, as on Facebook and everything, people put their best foot forward.
No, absolutely.
Oh, so you look at it, and especially if you're going through a hard time, I recommend not getting on Facebook and strolling because you're going to see everybody's happy photos, everything that's good that's going on with them, and you're like, oh my gosh, my life's terrible.
Yeah, it's that old compare game.
Oh, gosh.
I talk about that often here on Hope is Here, that, you know, everybody puts their highlight reel on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody puts the, quote, negative, the bad stuff, and we all have it. And I think one of the things that's helped me a lot, I heard somebody, a speaker, say several years ago that life is like the weather and the seasons. You know, you go through dark times, the winter and things, but there's a spring coming and things will bloom again. The summer, obviously, it can be hot, but the sun's shining. You think good things, and you get into the fall, things start to kind of die some, of course, and get in that winter. But the seasons rotate, and so not to get too low in the dark times of your life, but not to get too high on the other sides.
Exactly.
It's all kind of a balance, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and also, too, we go through things, and how we handle them is how we choose to view it. And I say choose to view it because so many times we play the pity game. You know, oh, this is terrible. Why is this happening to me? But we forget that God allows bad things to happen as a testing of our faith to make us stronger. And so rejoicing when we have these trials, not saying, oh, we get to have these trials, woohoo, you know, because in those times you don't. But thank you, God, that you allowed me to get through this so that I'm a stronger person and that hopefully I learned a lesson through it. What would you teach me through it?
Well, Joyce Meyer's had a lot of impact on my life, and she talks about, you know, she's been through a lot of things in her life, has a great testimony, but she says when bad things happen and things that are not fair and unfortunate, you can choose to do one of two things. You either become bitter or better.
Yes.
And I think that counseling, and I tell people here on this program often, it's some of the best money I've spent because I choose to be better, but sometimes we need a little help doing that.
Exactly. And people say, well, it's expensive, which I take insurance, but also too, you know, sometimes that doesn't pay very well. But how much would you pay if your arm was broken or if you had a disease or anything like that? People don't see mental health as dire as medical emergencies like physical, but mentally it can affect your health. Unforgiveness, having unforgiveness in your heart causes anxiety, which increases your adrenaline, like your cortisol levels, all this stuff, which we have those for a reason, but when they're at a high level all the time, not how they're supposed to be, it can cause things like cancer, heart disease, stroke, all these different things that result from the way you're thinking or dealing with things. So it is very important to help to take care of your mental health.
It really is. And I think people are being more acceptable that this is, like you said, if you had cancer, you would go see the doctor and take the drugs. One of the things I've talked about on this program before, and I know you don't prescribe it through your practice, but there was a time in my life where I was going through a rough season where I took an antidepressant for a couple of years. So sometimes it's kind of a combination of things, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I always like to say I'm not against medication, but there are different ways you can go about it. But sometimes it's needed. I had to use them too whenever I was going through a hard part of my life. But it's kind of like, you know, say you want to go to the gym and lose weight or buff up. Well, if you just take the pre-workout, it's not really going to help much, is it? Right. I mean, it might a little bit, but it's the same with medication. If you don't learn to change your thought process, if you don't learn how to see things differently and really put in that effort, the medication isn't really going to be that effective. It may be for a little bit. I mean, I see people that have switched medications 10 times in the past few years, and I'm like, but you have to change the way you think about things. You have to want to get better and put in this work, but like you said earlier, our society is so like Burger King, have it your way, you know, whatever. Right. Yeah. And fast food, we want things in an instant. And things that take time and work, we're kind of like, oh, well, that's too much trouble.
Yeah.
But for that peace in your life, really, is it too much trouble?
Right. I agree. And I know for some people, they don't feel like they can be, you know, safe and a safe place and be vulnerable. And that's one of the things I've found. I'm fortunate to have some friends, but also with the counselors, you know, I'm paying for this time. This is my time.
Exactly.
And so somebody to listen, but also to help in a safe, confidential place. And I think we all need that. And so I think it's one of the best investments people can make.
I agree. And it's not just a career for me. I really want to help people, especially. And it just happened within the past, I know since my brother died, that really changed me a lot. I mean, I was a therapist before, but it was kind of going through the motions. Now I really feel like I found my calling in this, and I want to help people get through, no matter what it takes.
Well, we've been talking with Amanda Speaks. She is a counselor. She is specializing in grief, but she can help you with lots of things. But if you want to check out her practice and see how you can get in contact with her and maybe start some healing process in your heart, in your life, you can go to her website, griefrecoverycare.com. That's griefrecoverycare.com. Or give her a call at 859-595-0836. That's 595-0836. I'm Greg Horn. We'll continue our conversation tomorrow with Amanda Speaks on Hope Is Here.
To go to the next level, you have to change the way that you think. There is way more inside of you than you can imagine.
Everyone has influence. Come to the Global Leadership Summit on August 9th and 10th and learn skills to help you lead transformation. The summit features high-impact leaders like Craig Groeschel, Angela Ahrens, T.D. Jakes, and more. Experience the Global Leadership Summit on August 9th and 10th. Register today at willcreek.com/summit or call 800-570-9812 and use the priority code RADIO.
Local host site in Central Kentucky is Lex City Church. Check them out online at lexcity.church.